Call to order the regular meeting of the Groundwater Replenishment System Steering Committee, January 12th, 2026. We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you can please stand and face the flag. Place your hand over your heart. Repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Move on to roll call, Madam Clerk, please.
Roll call, Director Gallagher.
Here.
Director Green.
Here.
Director Vonka.
Here.
Director Bilodeau. Director Dimitru. Director Tran. Director Yeo. Director Utin.
Here.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Jung.
Present.
Director Burns.
Here.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
All right, thank you. We'll move on to our first item. That's the annual reorganization of the committee officers. There's two positions. This is the chairman and the vice chair. And just a reminder, we switch. So each year, the chair is OC San, vice chair OCWD, and then it switches. So this election for the chair, that will be an OCWD representative. And I will put the nominations. Does anyone online from OCWD want to make a nomination for the chair?
Bilodeau's not up in campaign. We're just so it's up to you guys.
Yes. Anyone online from OCWD? I guess it doesn't need to be an OCWD person to make the nomination.
What is it?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Director Wygant.
Okay.
I can't.
All right. Director Green said I can't. Can I nominate Director Green?
Yeah. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. That's right. He's not on. Okay. Very good. Okay. So we have a nomination. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Congratulations. albeit reluctant to the nomination, but I'm very supportive. All right. I'm going to hand this over and you can take us through then the election of the vice chair.
Okay. Do we have a motion for the vice chair from OC Sam?
I will move John Dimitru.
Second.
Okay. Any opposition? No? Okay. Congratulations.
I'll make sure to give John a hard time for this. Yes.
Okay. Right. Do we have any Mr. participating?
He said come open the door.
Oh.
He wanted a grand entrance. This was part of the
setup.
Yeah.
Should we wait?
Right there, literally.
Okay.
Do they qualify if they're not here?
Yeah,
you are elected with the stipulation that you arrive on time next time. Yeah.
I was scared. It's not a very open public meeting when all the doors are locked. I've been out there since 5.
We sent her.
Okay, any Mr. participation? Anybody like to speak? We'll listen. Nobody? Anybody online want to speak? Okay, move on to any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay. There's one consent item. We have a motion.
So moved. Second.
Any opposed? Oh, I guess we have to do roll call, don't we? Okay. Roll call.
Roll call, Director Gallagher.
Aye.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Vonka?
Yes.
Director Dimitru?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, moving on to informational items, GWRS operations update.
Yeah, I just have a brief presentation on the update on the GWRS operations since our last meeting. This will cover the last quarter of 2025.
Thank you, everyone. Just give a brief update on GWS operations, which covers the fourth quarter of 2025 and update since our last meeting. So for fiscal year 25-26, which started in July 1st, 2025, the production goal is 128,000 acre feet. And to date, from July 1st to December 31st, the amount of production is 16,000 acre feet, which is a little below if we do a running average to figure out how we would get to 128,000 by the end of the fiscal year. That goal would have been 64,525 acre feet by December 31st. So we're a little below it, but close to it. And that was to be expected for a couple of reasons that we'll cover. So we've had some limitations on our production, somewhere between 100 and 510 MGD since about the end of September. And that was for a planned rehabilitation of one of our product water pumps. So the way the GWS was designed, there's five large product water pumps that pump the flow from here at the treatment facility in Fountain Valley all the way up to our spreading grounds in Anaheim for a surface recharge, as well as feeding our bid basin injection well field. And so three of the pumps are original from the original GWS construction, were installed back in 2007. So this is the first time that we've pulled one of them. And unfortunately, when we pulled it, we found a little bit of damage to a couple of the impellers. So we're having those redone and rehabilitate the whole pump. But the bowl assemblies are some of the key components we want to replace. Our 14 to 20 week lead items, we're trying to work with the vendor to get them here earlier. So we're hoping to have this pump back in about a month and back into service again, assuming that the vendor can get the parts and get the rest of the work done. In the meantime, they're working on the other parts of the pump, replacing the seals, the bearings, remachining the shaft, all the normal stuff that we put through a rehabilitation, and then refurbishing the motor, clean dip and bake, all the normal stuff you do on the motor. And then we have had, and this is, I guess it's a good problem to have, we continue to have high groundwater levels, especially after these last two big rain events, which really limits the amount of injection in our seawater intrusion barrier and what we can put in our mid-basin injection well field in Santa Ana. So typically we would want to put up to 20-25 MGD between those two facilities, and we're barely able to get to 15 to 20 right now because of how low demand there is along the seawater intrusion barrier and high groundwater levels. And then our product water pump station, those five pumps I talked about, they're limited at about 100 MGD. So unless we can inject more than 30 between the seawater intrusion barrier and mid-basin, there's just not enough hydraulic capacity, even if it were there to pump it. But right now we're also quite full in our recharge system because of the last storm, and we're draining a pool behind Prado that we stored up from the last rain event. And that'll take another, maybe a month or two, maybe a little less to fully drain that, assuming there's not another rain event. And then we should see some more storage open up, but also we'll see about high groundwater levels along the coast. That's something that's probably going to take a while to go back down again as the weather gets warmer, hopefully. But if we have another rain event, then typically we see these injection demands go down again. And then OC San, some of you are familiar, especially the OC San directors, have these color-coded events to prepare for storm events. So we recently had three different code blue events because we've had two storms back-to-back. And then the first event you see there in September was a preparatory event where they wanted to prepare all the different pumping stations, clarifiers, and different facilities at Plant 2 so they would be ready. And for those of you who might not remember, Plant 2 has a segregated headwork so we can segregate out the Santa Ana River Interceptor Sari flow so they don't come to GWS. But when we have these high storm events, it inundates the ability to keep those two sides separated. So we plan for those to always be combined in large storm events. So that's what's happened with these last two big rain events. And it looks like even this current one will probably be restored tomorrow. And during these code blue events, when the Plant 2 headworks have to be desegregated, then we lose the Plant 2 flows, but we'll continue to take flows from Plant 1. And then our fiscal year production to date as a bar graph, this was the bar graph Director Yeo had recommended showing cumulative production. You could see here that the 105 MGD roughly production limitations start at the end of September, and you can see where we are as compared to the running average goal to get to 128,000 acre feet. And with that, I can take any questions.
Any questions? Any comments? Anybody online?
No one online.
Thank you, Mayo. Moving on to outreach report for October to through December 2025.
Yeah, so we have an outreach report from Gina Ayala, Director of Public Affairs. It'll cover the last quarter of 2025 since our last report.
How are you?
Thank you, Mayhol, and good evening, Chair Green and members of the committee. I have a brief outreach report for outreach related to the GWRS for October, November, and December. So on the first slide, I have a few slides just to go over some highlights. Our media outreach for this past quarter was 118 million. And we have to give thanks to Shivaji because a lot of the articles actually were due to him becoming the GM of Metropolitan, but it also mentioned the groundwater replenishment system and the work that he did there. But the second, I would say, highest was the conference in Saudi Arabia that President Bilodeau and John attended. And talked about OCWD, water management, PFAS, and also the groundwater replenishment system. So that was an international conference. It got a lot of media attention. And then the third one that got us a lot of attention was Travis Loop, who he's very engaged in the water reuse community, and he has a firm. He actually put together a series of videos on water reuse, and one of them was focused on the GWRS, and they interviewed Mayhol and Megan, and so that's out there. It is on our YouTube channel, available for you to view. And then for our website click, so on OCWD's website, we do have a dedicated GWRS page where we host information and videos on the project. So this past quarter, we got over 5,000 clicks. For tours, we continue to have a really active tour program. We saw nearly 1,000 guests in person over the months of October, November, December. And then those that view it virtually, we still continue to get a lot of hits on that. So we have a general tour, which is hosted by one of our public affairs staff, and then the technical tour, which is recorded by Mayhol. And to date, those have over 22,000 views. So those still get used and viewed quite a bit. I did want to mention that I would say for the 2025 calendar year, we had about 3,000 individuals who toured the GWRS in person. And we have been, our tour manager, Danny Birch, has been doing a great job at integrating enhancements into the tour program. So more than half of the folks that come through the GWRS are from schools, so high school, college, nursing, all of that. So we've really tried to customize the tour program. A lot of the groups want now guest speakers on careers in water, right? Whether they're operators or public affairs professional, water quality. So we've started integrating kind of 30-minute slots for guest speakers to create more awareness about careers in water. And that's been, I think, a successful component. And then we have some new components along the tour route. We have some digital signage out there to try to show videos and RO. So we're trying to make enhancements where possible and really customize the experience for each group that comes through. For the tour ad hoc committee, I wanted to report on the progress of this committee. So as you know, OCWD formed a 5-person ad hoc committee consisting of directors Bilodeau, Green, Jung, Wigan, and Yeo. So it's great having Director Wigan on there because he sits both on OC San and OCWD board. So looks at it from both perspectives. So staff conducted site visits and research on other local centers that are education centers for water or wastewater. And we presented that to the... Oh, weird.
Sorry. No, the old presentation was... Mayhol's presentation was up, so I was trying to fix it discreetly.
Oh, it's okay. What, you want me to do it or you're doing
I
it?
I could do it.
Okay. Thank you for catching up. So We did some research and then presented those findings to the tour ad hoc committee. And we also visited a few sites, the Mesa Water Education Facility, the Albert Robles Learning Facility, OC Sands headquarters. So we did quite a bit of work, and then the board directed us, or the committee directed us, to put together like a feasibility study so that they would have an idea of what it would cost for us to, you know, have a building, a new building here on site that could serve as a multi-purpose center to host some of these visitors and delegations. But for OCWD, it would be a multi-purpose center. So not only accommodating GWS tours and delegations, but also using it for internal purposes, staff training and exercises, and external groups as well. So we're still studying that, I believe. An RFP will be sent out soon, but our board approved $150,000 for an RFP on this. So the next step is, after this information, after we collect it in a couple months, I anticipate, John, we'll reconvene with the tour ad hoc committee. We'll share the information that we have, which will be like, what would the price of a new building look like? And then we'll go from there and get their direction. So we continued to work with Jennifer, keeping her apprised of the progress of the ad hoc committee and the direction. And then I think Director Wiegand as well is sharing with Rob and his colleagues on the board. So that's where we are to date. And we'll come back to you, of course, and share as we progress forward. Oh, you're controlling it now. Okay. All right. Then just wanted to mention, we did receive an award. So Mayhul's featured here. He picked up this award for us. It was an award recognizing OCWD as a whole for overall water management leadership. But of course, a big part of the recognition was for the GWRS and implementing a project that provides a sustainable water supply. So we did get that recognition there. And then for upcoming, just wanted to mention a couple of things. The Water Reuse National Symposium Conference is taking place in Los Angeles, March 8th through the 11th. So we will have quite a few staff there from OCWD presenting on projects that's related to the groundwater replenishment system. We're also going to be welcoming, we just received a lot of requests and interest from folks that are going to the conference that also want to see the GWRS and have a tour. So we already have several scheduled so far. So that will be great for the project. And then we are exploring the option of beering brew the other way around. Brewing beer. I got it. Thank you. Beering brew. Okay, I'm not going to. With GWS water, and then having it at the conference. So there's nothing final on that. Just wanted, there's other agencies that have done it, many, San Diego, Ventura, Arizona, others. And so it is for educational purposes. And we actually reached out to the brewery, Brewery X, that we have. It's overlooking La Palma Basin, and that's the basin that's dedicated to recharging GWS water. So they were really, really interested because they're already getting guests that come there and see the water and are always asking, what is that water? What is the purpose? So it is an educational opportunity to reach more folks about that project and the purity of the water. So more to come on that. If we do move forward, we OCWD are seeking a sponsor of that so that we're not paying directly for the beer. And again, it would be served at the Water Reuse Conference. And then a couple milestones coming up. We have the 18th anniversary of the project, as well as, I believe it was in November, we surpassed the producing more than 500 billion gallons mark. So we'll be issuing a joint press release and doing a joint video, and that will come out soon. And then bottled water. We are once again bottling GWS water. So we have created a new label. So it's featured here on the screen. We have to get approval. So we did that from the state. And we are just awaiting kind of sampling of the water, getting the water to the bottler. And hopefully that will be done maybe around the February, March timeline. Instead of bottles, though, we are switching to aluminum cans. So we'll have 7.5 ounce cans and a new vendor. So hopefully everything goes well. And when we have those bottles available, we'll share them with OC San. We'll be giving them out to other agencies looking at projects like this. So building more support and awareness for water reuse projects. And I believe that was the last slide. So happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Any comments? We have anybody online? Letitia?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Do we have any director's announcements or reports? Okay. General manager's report?
Nothing to report here.
I do, however, have a lengthy report because I know John wants to leave.
No, I have no report.
We just put anything on the consent calendar or the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. We are adjourned.